You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is slowly returning to normality as COVID-19 cases dwindle, but as the nation settles into a recession, there are concerns mental health cases are yet to spike amongst young people. The economy has been battered during the March quarter, shrinking for the first time in almost a decade. Origin Youth Mental Health Executive Director and University of Melbourne Professor Patrick McGorry says that young people today are more vulnerable than young people during the 1991 recession.
We know that there are indicators that their mental health is much or significantly worse than it was in those days. So there have been rising rates of anxiety and depression in young people, rising rates of suicide in young people.
He says there are a number of factors that reflect his concerns.
So they're completing their education, they're forming new peer networks, they're changing their relationship with their parents, and they're basically trying to find a vocational pathway, an employment pathway. And all of these things have been put under tremendous threat by an economic recession, especially one of the depth that we're expecting. And they are already the highest risk group for mental ill health across the whole lifespan.
Unemployment rates are expected to hit 10% in June for the first time since 1994, with people under the age of 25 expected to suffer the most. During the last recession, youth employment peaked above 20% compared to the broader unemployment rate of 11.2%.
There'll be much higher rates of unemployment in young people than in older age groups. If past recessions are anything to go by. In every other economic recession, going right back to the Great Depression of the 1930s, suicide does go up.
At the start of the year, 19-year-old Matthew King from Sydney saw 2020 as a fresh start after battling with mental health issues in the last 12 months. He says the coronavirus pandemic and the uncertainty of his future has only amplified last year's stress and anxiety.
I am kind of concerned about the fact that if there's a job in the future, if there's going to be graduate opportunities, because unfortunately companies don't have the same leisure or the same luxury being able to have graduate opportunities and internships. And also I'm kind of concerned that I think for many other young people that people's grades will be impacted, which will impact future studies and consequently future career prospects.
Mr. King has been dipping into his savings account because he wasn't eligible for the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme.
Companies obviously are trying to keep their own staff employed, which is obviously very fair enough. But it's really hard to set a future direction and knowing if your career is going to be, if you're actually able to pursue your career.
A survey released by Headspace shows 47% of young people have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Chief Executive Jason Trethewen predicts this percentage could grow during the recession and that young people may soon lose their jobs.
Young people are affected by recessions and recessions will impact employment. But of course, if there is underemployment or unemployment, it's another situational factor that actually adds to, challenging the well-being of people.
24-year-old Muhammad Hadi Rahimi is a refugee from Pakistan and had previously been targeted in his country for being a practicing Muslim. He says it is his resilience from life experiences that has carried him through the coronavirus pandemic and will help him soldier through the recession.
If one thing doesn't work, I always move on and try to focus on the opportunities rather than the challenges. So in the midst of the crisis at COVID-19, I certainly adopted new measures in my life. So that's, starting a new self-care regime or changing my nutrition and having more sleep time. It certainly helped me with a certain degree to actually reflect on my life.